Intense concentration versus diffuse mode. Your brain operates in two distinct modes. 1. Focused. 2. Diffuse. At times it zooms in on tasks, while at other times it allows thoughts to roam freely. Both modes are vital for effective learning. You can only be in one mode at any given moment. Learning can alter your brain. When in diffuse mode, different brain areas are activated compared to when you're focused, enabling you to connect ideas creatively. Focused mode, on the other hand, creates neural pathways like trails in your brain when you're mastering something new. This trail-making process occurs especially when you're first diving into a subject. When you tackle a problem, you follow the path you set out for yourself. You enter focused mode when you need to concentrate deeply. In contrast, diffuse mode allows for more relaxed thinking, helping you grasp the bigger picture. Effective learning strategy. 1. Achieve effective learning. First, activate the right parts of your brain to kickstart the process. Second, transition to a more relaxed and wide-ranging thinking mode. 2. Engage in focused mode. First, when you think about something, specific parts of your brain get busy. Second, activate particular areas of your brain for specific tasks. Third, stay attentive and focused. 3. Shift into diffuse mode. First, engages specific brain areas when you're not focused on anything particular. Second, keeps your mind calm and at ease. Third, allows you to think without a specific goal in mind. Fourth, lets your mind wander and imagine freely. Fifth, keeps you entertained with doodling. Procrastination. Procrastination means delaying something you need to do. When you keep putting off important tasks, it may not seem like a big deal at first, but over time, it can mess things up. If you make a habit of procrastinating, it becomes harder to tackle important stuff. This leads to stress and missing deadlines, and you end up falling behind. Procrastination is especially harmful when it comes to learning effectively. You run out of time to study and focus on what you've learned. Francesco Cirillo developed the Pomodoro technique to help people stop procrastinating and stay focused. This method breaks work into smaller sessions with breaks in between, making it easier to learn and practice effectively. Procrastination steals valuable time that could be spent practicing and building strong learning habits. Interestingly, thinking about tasks you dislike activates the insular cortex in your brain, which processes discomfort. By using techniques like the Pomodoro technique, you can manage your time better and avoid wasting it on procrastination, ultimately enhancing your learning and productivity. The Pomodoro technique helps manage time effectively using intervals. 1. Eliminate all distractions. Put on noise-canceling headphones if needed. Turn off your phone, TV, and computer. 2. Set a timer for 25 minutes. 3. Concentrate on your task for 25 minutes. 4. Reward yourself for 5 to 10 minutes. Do something that shifts your mind into a relaxed state. Dance, watch a funny video, or take a short walk. Enter this relaxed state. Switching your attention too often drains your mental energy. If a task requires more than 25 minutes, don't worry, you can always take another break. During your work session, your mind might wander, just bring it back. If new ideas pop up, jot them down quickly so you won't forget, then get back to what you were doing. If you're in a state of flow when the 25 minutes are up, feel free to keep going. When you do decide to stop, reward yourself. Choose something completely different from the task you were focused on. When using the Pomodoro technique, concentrate on one job. This gives your brain a break and improves efficiency. Finish your current task within 25 minutes. Only start another when you're done. No multitasking. 3 steps to effective reading. First, look at pictures. Second, read carefully. Third, actively recall information. Take a few minutes to recall the information you're trying to learn. This helps move it from short-term memory to long-term memory. Recalling information in different environments can also make it easier for your brain to remember. False sense of skill or ability. 1. The best way to learn is by recalling information. 2. Reduce the number of highlights. Understand the main idea first, then highlight it. 3. Highlighting or underlining can create a false sense of understanding. 4. Taking notes and using keywords are very helpful. Test yourself regularly. 5. Master a new subject by interleaving. Jump between different problems or situations and use various techniques and strategies. Rest. Getting enough sleep is crucial for learning. Here's why. 1. It helps clean out harmful substances from your brain. 2. It gets rid of less important parts of memories. 3. It strengthens the areas of your brain that you need to remember. Stay focused while learning during the day. Your brain changes when you learn new things. Practice what you learn regularly so you won't forget. Space out your practice sessions to remember things for longer. Neurons are spread throughout your entire body, not just in your brain. When you learn something new, practice it regularly, and get enough sleep, your brain creates new connections between nerve cells. These connections, called dendritic spines and synaptic links, grow stronger with each repetition. The more you do this, the more your brain adapts and learns. Consistent practice makes learning stick. Spread out your study sessions to include sleep afterward. When you learn something new, test yourself to reinforce what you know. Build on your existing knowledge. Focus completely on each subject you study. To learn something new, after you finish reading each day, spend 10 minutes recalling what you've learned. Improve memory. Our brains decide where to store information in long-term memory, like facts and pictures. Developing a great memory involves putting in and retrieving information effectively. First, remembering facts for a long time is difficult. Second, facts are usually abstract, making them hard to visualize. Third, visual information is easier to recall. Fourth, find ways to turn facts into mental pictures to remember them better. Strategies for improving memory. 1. Use the information to create a song. 2. Make up comparisons to help remember. 3. Take notes to reinforce learning. 4. Write about the topic as if you were it. 5. Link numbers to familiar shapes or characters for memory tricks. 6. Teach someone else what you've learned. 7. Use sleep to solidify new ideas. 8. Pick an object to explain what you're learning. Maintain a healthy lifestyle. 1. Physical exercise and adequate sleep are crucial for strengthening memories. Learning in one area can spark ideas in others. 2. Exercise benefits the brain by boosting the hippocampus, which plays a key role in remembering facts and events. 3. During sleep, newly learned information shifts from the hippocampus to neurons in the cerebral cortex. Sleep also clears the hippocampus, making space for new learning. Amnesia, caused by hippocampal damage, disrupts this process. Interestingly, the hippocampus generates new neurons daily. 4. Engaging in new learning experiences stimulates the hippocampus by forming new connections between neurons, synapses. Sleep reinforces these connections, strengthening long-term memory in the cerebral cortex. Exercise promotes the growth of new neurons in the hippocampus. Purpose of linking. How to build brain links. 1. Practice with purpose. 2. Mix it up. 1. Practice with purpose. First, regular practice strengthens connections in your brain. Second, it's crucial to learn new things, not just repeat what you already know. Third, focus on challenging tasks to improve through deliberate practice. 2. Mix it up. First, make choices between different techniques and tools. Second, explore various aspects and methods of learning a new skill. Third, this is called interleaving. Create a set of connections in the brain. Concentrate. First, focus is crucial for remembering information. Second, pay attention to creating new connections in your brain. Engaged rehearsal. First, apply what you learn. Second, experiment with new methods. Third, seek feedback to make improvements. Learn a new skill consistently over days. First, sleep early. Second, get sufficient rest. Third, aids in forming new connections in the brain. Practice solving problems by mixing them up. It might seem tough at first, but it gets easier. Use active recall to make mental connections. Avoid just memorizing solutions. Instead, study problems to create mental links. Organize clues to structure your writing effectively. This helps you connect ideas smoothly and retrieve quality content from your mind. Key points. 1. Creativity is vital for future jobs as it sets humans apart from machines. 2. Use both focused and diffuse thinking modes for better learning and problem solving. 3. Use both focused and diffuse thinking modes for better learning and problem solving. 4. Procrastination hinders learning. Using time management techniques can improve focus. 5. Active recall strengthens memory and understanding, making learning more effective. 6. Regular practice, sleep, and physical exercise enhance memory and learning capabilities. 7. Mixing up study methods and techniques promotes deeper understanding and skill development.